يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون
From sunrise to sunset, a planetary rotation defined in hours, minutes, and seconds. In Surah Az-Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He has created the heavens and the earth with truth. He makes the night cover the day and makes the day overtake the night. All the celestial bodies traveling along swiftly as we pass through time. But when it comes to the month of Allah, the best of the months, the month of Shah Ramadan, the Holy Prophet ﷺ says, this month is the best of months. Its days are the best of days. Its nights are the best of nights. Its hours are the best of hours. A mercy upon mankind. An invitation, a rebirth for our souls, a chance to rotate and realign back to our merciful Lord. As our beloved Prophet ﷺ says, verily the month of Ramadan has been named so because it scorches away one's sins. And verily it is through the rising of the burning sun that this scorching manifests in a show of sacrifice and self-control through refraining from water, food, and other actions which invalidate the fast, as prescribed to the God-fearing who came before us. Through it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises a greater understanding, a greater perspective, a greater cognizance. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So you become God conscious, you become pious. But is it merely a break from food and water that instills this phenomena? For many of us, we've already fasted this month for decades already. Have we tasted the sweetness, the cognizance we've been promised? Or has this month been reduced to just a mere festival of food? Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in his Risalatul Hukuk describes the fast as a veil over your tongue, your hearing, and also your sight, a protective covering. This protection isn't limited to the sunrise and sunset, rather a protection long-lasting. The perseverance and self-control during the fast is to manifest as willpower and discipline for the rest of the year. Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam says, verily the fast pacifies the heart. In another tradition, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, fasting is incumbent on you, for verily it severs the roots of desires and removes savagery. It is through the self-control and discipline of the fasting soul that doors are opened, and hunger is key to this equation. During the Mi'raj, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the outcome of hunger. Allah replied, hikmah, wisdom, protection of the heart, closeness to Allah, truthfulness, and little concern over material possessions. We must ask ourselves during this best of months, are we really fasting? Honestly, ask yourself, is this hunger manifesting in something more tangible, or do we lose all control when we come to breaking our fasts? Does this fast bring us closer to Allah? Is there any real soul transformation? Is there any real change within our hearts? That is a question that you need to focus on. Hunger is also a window into the reality of so many across the world. Imam Al-Askari said, "Fasting is incumbent on you, so the rich may experience the pains of hunger and share in generosity with those in need." We hear this each year round, but we must resolve to make this a hunger that manifests into something much more, not just for ourselves and our ability to control our lower animalistic desires, rather a longer, timeless, lasting empathy with those hungry all year round. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.